This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should they just flush it? And when I say that for the Chiefs, I just mean, I think most organizations come to a point where they just say, let's rid ourselves of these financial troubles. And it's the NFL equivalency of filing for bankruptcy. You're like, get rid of all my debt this year, and then I'm coming back around. Because more often than not, these teams kind of go through an awakening where they have ridden this out long enough. The Chiefs went to three straight Super Bowls. They've been able to manage the cap, I'll say, borderline expertly. But if they want to like build, if they want to have a year where I think the roster is as good as like the Eagles roster was in this last Super Bowl, where you have six guys making 20 mil for at least a year, and you can keep every star, and you don't have to worry about letting guys like Trey go for the same reasons, right? The cap doesn't make sense based on the other guy. You kind of have to have one year where you like bite the bullet and don't restructure anybody or start cutting people that cost a lot of money and weaken your roster. This feels like a natural year to do it if Travis Kelce retires, but doesn't if he doesn't for me.
Well, some of the decisions are tough that they're going to have to make, right? Letting the best guard in football, one of the best guards in football, Trey Smith, they're not going to cut him, but I think we all agree they're probably not signing him to the extension. Maybe they're going to let Nick Bolton walk. Maybe he comes back. There's some of those type of decisions that they're going to have to make. Justin Reed, throw his name in the mix as well. Another guy that's still playing at a high level, but financially they may end up letting him walk. I think, though, what you referenced with the Eagles, yes, everybody wants to look at the salaries, but it's the draft again. We're back to saying, all right, Brett Veach, you only got six picks this year. Do you feel like you need to go make some moves to acquire some more picks as well? You give him some more darts to throw at the dartboard. You need to have another pretty excellent draft if you want to continue this run. The reason why they've been in the dynasty that they have, yeah, the names we all know, and Mahomes and Chris Jones and Andy Reid and Kelce, etc. But also it's the guys like McDuffie and Karlaftis you were able to draft, Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey, and on and on and on we go. Karlaftis, like, just keep going. That's what they have to do. So yes, maybe this is a year where you don't convert some of Mahomes' salary. Remember, just because they convert it doesn't mean, like, people are talking about, oh, if they convert Mahomes' salary, they can free up 20-something million. Well, remember, they can convert even a small portion of that for a certain move. They can convert, you know, 5% of that if they need to. They don't have to convert 100% or 80% of that dollar amount or something like that. So that, I think that's something to keep in mind. But so much of this is the draft as well, and hitting on the draft as much as it can
be
about
making
those. But they've
done okay there, you know? That's part of the reason they're able to have as many.
But the last year, you know, the last year or two, people are more critical, although to me, that's the way the draft works. You hit on Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. Those are really, really solid picks. The problem is right now, Kingsley looks like you haven't got anything out of. We'll see if he's a guard. He's only played in two games. Obviously, the Felix Anudike Uzama pick at 32.
Isn't bearing any fruit yet.
So that's where it's like, you know, if you're going to have misses like that, then it's a problem. Although Kingsley, I'll still maintain, I don't think we can call it a flat out miss yet. If he ends up being if he ends up being a guard for 3 years and starts a guard at a high level, then it's fine.
And as you, I think, pointed out, based on some other, like Jeff Schwartz and some other people's opinion, you can't even necessarily rule that out. Look, if you take it on aggregate, like if you take the last 4 years or last 3 years on draft on aggregate, I still think they're crushing it. Because 1 year you get McDuffie, Karlaftis, Cook, Chanel, Williams, Watson, Pacheco, and Nazi Johnson, right? And then, yeah, the following year, you have maybe a starter out of it in Rashee Rice and then a bunch of other
dudes.
The
last two drafts, I mean, they've got to improve. Let's just be real. If this dynasty is to continue, then what they've had in the last two drafts, it's great that they've gotten Worthy and Rice. I'm not saying they have to replicate 2022. Like, that's not realistic.
And I think maybe Hicks ends up being a starter for you at some point down the road. We'll see whether or not that bears fruit. But, like, at some point, we do kind of get to that. But, like, that's also, like, I understand. I kind of like that from a draft perspective, because in a year where you have four top 100 picks, it actually kind of makes it a great year to tear down the cap. Because when you have guys picked in the top 100, you can instantly just pencil them in as starters. You can be like, you know what? We're tearing down the cap this year. All four of you in the top 100, you're starters. You picked at 31, you're a starter. You picked at 60, you're a starter. You two in the third, you're starters. And maybe, I understand,
it doesn't work that way, but I hear
maybe it ends up being three out of four or any other number, two out of four, and the other guys, one's a rotational player, and one guy maybe doesn't. But, like, that's how you're trying to draft him, as I'm taking four replacements. I'm drafting my linebacker replacement. I'm drafting another wide receiver. I'm drafting a corner, and he's going to be the third guy who starts in the slot now. I'm going to get these other guys back to, you know, and you're taking a guard.
No, I mean, I hear you. Like, in theory, yes, but, like...
I know it doesn't work that way. I'm just saying, like,
they drafted Kingsley, and they thought he was there. They thought, oh, there's our left tackle. They drafted, you know.
But you have to make your cap decisions as if you get the draft right.
Of course.
Because if it's going poorly, there are always one-year stopgap veteran options available in July that you don't love, but that you can go to if, for some reason, that guy at corner is going incredibly poorly. You know, those things are choices.
You also can't afford, like, Juwan Taylor hasn't been horrendous, but the contract is bad. Juwan Taylor's been average, and
his contract
is what he's making. He's got a $27 million cap hit this year. It's why they can't move on from him, that he's going to be their tackle this year, most likely the right tackle, even though we talked about that last week a little bit. That's where they're at. So you can't couple not having great drafts a year or two in a row and handing out a bad contract. That's where it'll get you in trouble. But I don't know how you can't have faith in this front office still with what they've been able to do. Like, I'm pretty confident that they will be able to get this thing fixed to a certain extent. Does it mean there won't be question marks? Well, every year there's question marks. Nobody's ever going to be 100% happy with the entire offseason. But can they go about a plan like they've done after other bad, quote unquote, bad losses to end seasons? In this case, it's been after Super Bowls, really, or an AFC title game. So it's the early exits. But they've shown as a front office, they typically go heavy the next offseason in the draft or otherwise to fix what are clear issues. Like, I don't think this is not a franchise, even if you want to say they're retooling, that's just going to be like, all right, we're just not going to address the problems. That's not what they've done. And by the way, Brett Veach is expected to join us tomorrow on the show. We're expected to have the general manager of the Chiefs.
How many of these resets have they actually had? It's just been the one after that Tampa Super Bowl, right? In terms of retooling.
That was a big roster revamp here.
So, would you compare it to this?
Starting with that draft.
Or is this more in terms of just position?
I think they're similar.
Close.
Yeah, I think they will need to have that kind of offseason again. Now, are they going to have five new guys on the O-line? No, but we all know the left tackle issue, and they're going to have to make decisions at left and right guard, letting Trey walk or not, Joe Tooney extension or not. Like, yeah, they've got some decisions to make. But I think when you look at the big losses that they have had during this run, they've usually had a big answer. When they lost to your guys in Cincinnati, the next offseason, they traded away Tyreek Hill and got picks after the Bucs Super Bowl. We just got to discussing what they did with the offensive line. So there's a big move, I think, or moves offseason wise coming. They're not just going to have a standard offseason. Usually they correct when there's an obviously devastating defeat.